This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, we have on the phone Rowan Schoen, who is here to talk about basically all things arts in Melbourne at the moment. Welcome to the show, Rowan.
Hello, Neil. Hello, David. And hello, Eve.
How are you on you got it right.
A wonderful Sunday.
Yes.
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Well, it's becoming a little bit overcast here, but it's so humid. The seasons there are changing.
They are. So, look, We still may not be able to go out, as we know. Well, that keeps to be the recurring theme of when I'm appearing on Joy on Sunday Arts program for the last couple of weekends. But look, there's still lots of happening around town. The Melbourne Fringe
Yes.
kicked off its 2021 iteration on Thursday night. And look, it had to pivot its festival this year, and they've managed to, mostly it is online, there are a couple of in-person shows, but it's only for people who live within about 10 km of where those artists are, and there's some one-on-one experiences there, such as picnics and market trips. But look, there's some really interesting things happening at this year's Melbourne Fringe, and you don't have to be in Melbourne to actually access these as well. So a lot of them are all online. Most of them are on demand, so you can book your ticket and access that. Or there are some performances which are actually scheduled on various
days. Yeah, and right this very minute, it would be really lovely if everyone did go online and pay for one of the shows, because you know they're artists that aren't getting any money. I hope they've all got a day job. So get online and support them.
And look, tickets are not expensive for these. So, you know, whereas a normal outing to the theatre can cost you lots of money, the artists realise they want to be accessible. So the prices are really reasonable. So you might be able to fit in a handful of shows. But look, there's a couple that did grab my interest. One is Audible Cubicle, which is a 10-minute sound installation. Anya Reynolds and Carl Polk, who people may remember were the musical masters at Circus Oz, well, they've come up with this kaleidoscope of sound and visuals. So the idea is that you put your headphones on and you go into a quiet room and listen to this. So it'll take you on a very psychedelic visual journey.
Yeah, I love it.
It sounds quirky, but look, and there are a couple of other things, performances that have been reimagined from stage, such as Sandy Greenwood's Matriarch, which has toured Australia and it's won awards, including was nominated for a Green Room for Best Writing and also won Best Performer in Theatre for Sandy Greenwood. Louise Wall's back with a couple of shows. Louisa, the musical, and she also a cabaret version of how she infiltrated the Illuminati. So there's two shows from Lou Wall. Multiply the Film, if people remember last year at the Melbourne Fringe, Paran Square in Paran became a dance space where people were asked to dress in their best reds and pinks and purple hues, and choreographic guru Stephanie Lake
love her,
developed this piece called Multiply. Well, the film's available to actually on demand to have a look at, and filmmaker Rhys Graham has actually filmed this, so it's a very, it details not only the journey, but also takes a look at what happened in Paran Square last year. Of course, Selena Jenkins is back. Jonathan Holmes has got a dance piece, Star Spangled Banner. An unusual name, The Screaming Seamen with their digital sea shanty spectacular is also a highlight.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got Alex Morris, who people will know from Bay Marie and Sharnia Choir, and Victoria Falconer Pritchard, who's from Fringe Wives Club and People of Cabaret, and Will Hannigan from Willing are behind this. So, look, check that out. Jeremy Goldstein's Truth to the Power Cafe is also on. So, look, there's a lot. There's about 120 shows that you can actually have a look at. As I said, most are on demand, but a couple are actually scheduled, so you actually have to physically book for those shows on certain days. So that's Melbourne Fringe for this year. And, look, congratulations to Simon and the team at Melbourne Fringe for being able to pivot, you know, because they had a very big program. Hopefully that we could all go on in person, but you know, they've
next year.
Now, most people may have seen that on one of the streaming services on Netflix on Friday night, Diana the Musical dropped. Which takes a look at Diana the Princess of Wales from the time that she met Charles, or before she met Charles, right up to her death. Well, look, I have to say, it's a very slick production. The settings look great.
Now, hold on. For those that don't know, Rowan, for those that don't know, this was a stage play. Is that right? And they've...
It is a musical. It is being released in the theatre.
Yep.
Next month it will have its opening night on Broadway.
Uh-huh.
It's been specifically filmed from the stage.
Yep.
So it was filmed without an audience. So,
right.
So basically it's run through.
Yep.
So look, it's a very interesting... I have to say the book is really bad and the music is really, really lackluster.
Oh, what a shame. What a shame.
It is. And look, it is. But there is some moments in there. Judy Kaye, who plays the Queen, but she also plays Barbara Cartland in a couple of scenes as well. And her 11 o'clock number, The Officer's Wife, was probably one of the highlights. Australian performer Gareth Keegan actually has a cameo as James Stewart, very bare-chested. And there's a couple of Australians actually in this production.
All right.
Look, it is worth taking a look.
Yep.
People are not going to go run out and buy tickets, and it's sort of very interesting that they've released it on Netflix before its Broadway season. It did do a run in the theatre back in 2020, but I'm not sure if the filmed version is actually going to sell it.
Okay.
Ticket.
Oh, controversial.
Look, it's interesting. But, you know, for those who are fans and who loved Princess Diana, we'll probably, you know, go, oh, yes, we've heard this all before.
Yep.
You know, there's nothing new comes about this. It's
all
basically
right.
Just full of cliches.
Okay.
So, people who, I know, David, you got to see it. The French Impressionism exhibition was to close today.
Ha ha. I saw it, and most of the world didn't see it. Ha ha.
So those who didn't get to see it, this afternoon at 4 o'clock, and but you can watch it later.
Yes, watch it later, people.
Channel.
Don't watch it at 4 o'clock. We're still on air.
You can join a free walkthrough with senior curators of the NGV, Dr. Miranda Wallace and Dr. Ted Gott.
Oh, both amazing people, and just know people. So much about their art. You know, like, so it'll be a treat, you know, like with them taking you through it. But supporter. And unfortunately, Rowan, it is actually going. You know, it's they're going to be packing it up and off it goes.
Today will be the last chance for you to actually see it, albeit by a film. But you'll get some behind the scenes, curatorial knowledge.
Yeah.
I love both Miranda and Ted.
Yeah.
So look, that'll be a highlight. Only goes for an hour, and it's actually free.
Brilliant.
For those who are interested in the Sydney Festival, I'm quite excited about this. The Sydney Festival dropped its first performance for next year's festival, and it's the critically acclaimed musical Girl from North County, which was written and directed by Connor McPherson, and it has music and lyrics by Bob Dylan. It's played at the Old Vic in London, and look, I think it's going to be a fantastic piece of theatre. It will be playing in Sydney from January, but I believe it will also be touring the country, so watch out for that.
Okay.
It's got a great cast, Lisa McCune, Zara Newman, Terence Crawford, Helen Dalymore, and the legendary Peter Carroll have already been cast in this. So, and you're going to have hear some great songs. And having a look at the trailer this morning, there's some really fantastic takes on some of the Bob Dylan
brilliant.
Songs. So look,
all right.
that'll be great to look forward.
Okay. So, Rowan, how can we find out more of what's going on in the arts? What's your website?
Look, you can come to Australian Arts Review, www.artsreview.com.au. We've been uploading content galore. Things are still happening in Melbourne. You know, announcements are happening of things coming up, and things are happening across the country. So,
brilliant.
So we've been updating every day this week, so I've been working my little butt off. So,
right. Well, that'd be a change.
Make sure that we have contact.
All right, Rowan, lovely chatting to you as always, and there was some good info there for our listeners to get online and check things out. Thank you.
Thanks, David. Thanks, Eve. Thanks, Phil. And I'll chat to you in a fortnight.
Thanks so much, Rowan. We've been talking to Rowan Shearn here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.